G'day, Max here from Ringwood in Melbourne. Heads up, couple of blokes, couple of beers podcast. Box and Marco. Righto, boys, let's get into it.
Couple of blokes, couple of beers, episode one. I promise I'll get better. Nice to see you. Mark Allen here and David Schwartz, we call him the Ox. G'day, Ox.
Marco, great to be here. Feels like going to your first dance, doesn't it? you know, a bit uncomfortable. You got the suit on for the first time. You got the, what's that thing they put in the
cummerbund?
Cummerbund.
What are you talking about then?
No, the little flower thing.
The flower thing.
Corset or whatever you put in there.
The flower thing.
Did you ever get invited to do a Deb?
Yeah.
Stacks. Did you ever have to knock any back?
Stacks.
Yeah, I knocked one back.
That was, you know, college life though. College life and there's more girls than boys.
Oh, that's prom though, isn't it? Is that a prom?
That's, well, we got fraternities and sororities. So the sororities are always looking for a date.
Well, debutante balls here, they start off 15, 16.
15 or 16?
It's their first official outing where they're wearing a dress and, you know, getting frocked up.
And coming down the stairs, mum and dad are proud, and they're looking up, and there's that moment where there's a bit of tear in the eye.
Got the polished shoes and the blokes don't want to be there and, you know, all that sort of stuff.
So you're asking me what it feels like that? No, it doesn't feel like that.
No, it doesn't.
Thank God. It doesn't feel like that.
Thank God.
You know what it does feel like?
Well, what does it feel like?
Blind date. It feels like...
Yeah. Have you been on many blind dates?
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah, I like them.
Do you?
I actually like blind dates. Normally I'm getting blind, but because they haven't turned out too good. But sometimes in good intentions where your mates are trying to set you up with somebody, it can become interesting.
I think it's a mindset thing for the bloke.
Yeah.
So the mindset is no matter what's behind this door, I'm going to make it work.
Do you shout?
Yes, have to.
Have you ever not shouted on a blind date?
Well, I reckon I've only been on two blind dates in my
whole life.
Yeah,
you just got to pay.
And you've got to pay. You can't be. How many times have you heard women talking about they've gone on a date and the bloke is just looking at them when it's time to pay?
Split the bill.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
If you're a man, I don't care that we are living in this crazy woke world. If you're a bloke and you're on a first date,
You're paying.
Otherwise, you're no friend of mine.
What about if you're unemployed?
Good luck with your projects.
talking about friends.
Yeah.
Talking about friends. You know I've had this problem for a long, long time.
What's that? You've got a few problems.
No, where I attract the wrong sort of friends.
Oh, your friend selection your journey.
No, my journey is really bad, right? Along the journey, I think we've all got friends like this where they're just a shocker at attracting the wrong people. The people I've
Yeah, you're better these days.
So I've known you a long time.
Back in your day, you hung around with some shifty characters.
Yeah, some really bad ones. So how many years ago did I meet you? I met you...
When we were about 25.
25. So about 25 years.
Yep.
Now, the only reason you're still a friend with me is because of Karen. Because Karen now chooses my friends. I'm not allowed to choose friends anymore because I've been vetoed. Say I meet someone playing golf.
Yep.
So he's a ripping guy and I bring him home.
Yep.
And then I find out he's done 15 years down in the local prison and he's been up on Bergs.
The little teardrop wasn't the giveaway.
He's got teardrops and he's been through. I'm not good at it.
Why do you reckon that is, though? I mean, surely you can kind of... Like, I'm very much a judge of book by its cover kind of guy.
You're good. You can eyeball
someone.
I've got
excellence in this department.
Yeah.
Why have you lacked this excellence in your lifetime? I don't know. Do you like that element where there's a bit of danger?
Bit of risk.
Bit of risk.
I don't know if I like the element.
Bit of risk.
I just think I'm a poor judge of character and some people have been really good friends of mine.
Yeah, you've got some great friends.
Some have been real rat bags. And
they hung around too long.
They're still hanging around, did they?
Yeah,
out there in the. But it's hard. It's hard when you think someone's a nice person.
Yeah.
But I attract dickheads. Doesn't matter where I go. I'll be walking down the street and a bloke come up and goes, "Hey, get out, mate."
That's kind of your history. You're a superstar footballer.
No, but how
and you're a likable person and you're a big man. And I can remember walking down to the pub with you. We'd walk down to the pub and people would be hanging out the window going, "Ox!" So you're a likable character.
So you want to be nice.
Doesn't mean you have to be best mates with them.
True.
You can just wave. G'day, buddy.
G'day, buddy. G'day.
And you keep walking.
But you get a bit of that too.
I keep walking. I say, "G'day, buddy.
Yeah.
Nice to see you."
So I can't say no. I can't say no. That's the problem.
Well, you've got to fix that at some stage.
Yeah, I know. It keeps looping back.
But hey, of your mates right now, what do you like about the good ones? What qualities do you like about the good mates?
Yeah, they don't judge you. I think they don't judge you.
They don't judge you?
They don't ask to borrow cash. I think if you got mates that are asking to borrow cash, you're in the wrong game.
Especially in the first couple of weeks.
They're the wrong blokes. If they want to invest in Nigeria, you just say, not today. So I have another rule too. I can't hang out with gamblers. So anybody who's a punter,
How are you going in this country?
I can't. It's pretty hard in this country because there's a lot of punters around. So
I'll give you that. I'll tell you. People always ask, because they know I've been working with you for 15 years. People always ask me, does he punt?
17 years now.
I've never been proud of a bloke because my question is always, the day he stopped punting is the day of his last bet, which was?
May the 5th, 2005. May the 3rd, 2005.
That is a credit to you, sir. That is a mighty, mighty performance because of your can't say no mindset. Yeah.
But Karen, she's now the gatekeeper. Oh. So I said to Kaz, how do I stop lending money, or when people ask me how do I lend money, what do I say? And she said, you tell them that they can come and borrow it off me if they want it. So if Jack rings up and Jack says, hey, Ox, can I borrow $200? I said, yeah, absolutely you can, but you've got to go see Kaz and get it off her. Do you reckon anyone ever rang Kaz?
No way.
Not one person rang Kaz.
Not a person.
It was the greatest lesson I ever learned. Sometimes you need to delegate.
What a wonderful thing Karen's done for you. Honestly, that should be a lesson for everybody.
Sometimes, because are you good with confrontation?
Yeah, I just shut it down.
So I'm hopeless.
I just shut it down.
I don't want to hurt somebody. No. But you're good at it.
No, if there's confrontation, you just look, you know.
So if I said, Marco, can I lend 300?
No way in the world. I would say you're a gambler and you're not getting it.
Fair enough. I have to go and ask my wife, Karen, to ask you to get the money off her. Fair enough.
While we're talking about this sort of stuff, confrontation.
Yes.
You and I are great mates. We've been mates for 25 years, but we are very, very different people. Totally different drinkers.
You dress really well.
We played different sports.
See, that's a backhanded compliment there. I said you dress really well and you just brushed over it. Because you know I dress absolutely.
I didn't want to say anything.
You know I dress terribly.
All right.
But I'm getting better.
You're on the way. Yep. You're on the way. Yep. So I just want to ask you, this is important to me. I want to stay mates with you.
Okay. Right.
I want to stay mates
with you.
It's very important.
If Karen allows it.
Right. So I went shopping the other day and you mentioned that I always want to look nice.
No, and you always do.
I think it's important that you look nice. I went shopping the other day and in the back of my mind, I think cardigans are going to make a big comeback. All right, now you remember my background. I was a professional golfer. I used to wear a cardigan vest, the sleeveless cardigan vest. It was one. Don't look like that. Don't make those faces.
No, I'm not making any faces.
All right, so.
No wonder you didn't win a tournament.
I've got a few questions here that I just want to ask you.
Yep.
If I started wearing cardigans to work, can we still be mates?
We can still be mates, but we probably can't work together.
Righto.
So I can still be your mate.
But we couldn't go to a meeting together.
No, you'd have to go separately.
But you appreciate people when it looks good. So you got a crisp white shirt. You got the beautiful navy blue cardigan, maybe buttoned.
Has it got a zip or has it got buttons?
No, it's got buttons, but the bottom button's always undone. So you got the little.
You got the flap.
It looks like a couple of flaps down the bottom.
Yeah. There. Okay. No. I'd have you as a mate, but not as a work colleague. I can't work with you.
Righto. Question number two.
Yeah.
If I started riding a scooter to the work and started getting around town on a scooter, not one of the paid ones, right?
Yeah. Your own scooter.
My own scooter.
Yep.
And because I didn't want it to get stolen, I brought it up the stairs.
Oh, goodness me.
And parked it in the office.
Yep.
Proudly.
Yeah.
Like a real Sherman tanker.
Yep.
Could we still be mates?
On one proviso. It's like being a vegan. Are you going to talk about it every day? Or are you just going to let the scooter sit there and just do it? Are you going to bring up the topic? Are you going to talk about your ride in and your ride home? Are you going to do scooter news with me every day?
No.
Okay, if you don't do scooter news, It works.
Yeah, okay, okay. All right. And I'm just trying to get the parameters. I'm just trying to get the parameters.
But I'm telling you, if you wear your cardigan on your scooter, now we've got issues. Now we've got big issues. Big issues.
All right, last one.
You can't wear a cardigan on a scooter.
Last one. I'm 53.
Yep.
Doing a bit of TV stuff with the golf coming up. All righty.
Yeah, yep.
Just a little bit.
Yep.
I'm thinking about whitening my teeth just so when I smile.
Yeah, yeah, I love this. I love this.
I'm just
yep.
thinking about it at the moment. It's not a done deal. Okay, because my teeth are pretty well. I use the white toothpaste. It's apparently four shades better.
You know the greatest thing you've ever told me?
What's that?
That you didn't have a filling until you were 52 and a half years
old.
Until you went through chemo.
That's right.
You did not have a filling. Yeah, so your teeth are pristine.
That's right. Even the filling I got at the moment, only one, is white, so you can't even tell.
No.
But don't worry about that. Don't worry about it. I'm asking.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm not talking about crazy white, you know, like, yeah. But just a couple of, let's just say.
Tiger Woods white?
Yeah, Tiger white.
Okay, done.
Tiger white.
Yep. So it's Tiger white.
If I come in here on my scooter.
Yep.
My Cardi.
Yep.
And my new Tiger white smile.
Yep.
Can we still be mates?
Yes. With your smile, I love that. You can go as white as you want.
So this is what I love about you, mate.
You can have the white smile.
Because most blokes would have taken the opportunity right there and then to say, no way,
can we be mates, but not you. Look at your complexion. Your complexion with the white smile,
yeah.
It would go.
Well, that's what I'm scared of.
You'd be boss of Channel 9 within a month if you went down that path. Tony Jones, look out. Choppers.
Yeah, okay.
Amazing. Oh,
yeah. I just need to backtrack for a second. What's your issue with vegans?
You know my issue with vegans. I became a vegan for 6 months. I got told and promised that if I go vegan, then my life will change forever. Remember? You'll feel great. You'll lose weight. You'll have more energy. I was the most miserable bloke on the planet. It was the worst 6 months of my life. It was the most horrible thing I've ever done. I'll never go back to it.
Ever in my life will I become a vegan again. You're a funny person.
You're having a couple of beers with a couple of blokes. This is Ox and Marco. We'd love you to subscribe and rate us when you get a chance.
This is a couple of blokes and a couple of beers. And Ox, we're going to do something that no other podcast does.
What's that?
Are going to speak to the people.
Every podcast speaks to the people.
Do they?
But we might do it properly. Well, we might ask the hard questions.
We will include them. Matty the Wharfie. I love this. G'day, Matt.
Hey, how are you, boys?
Now, Marco reckons...
take this, mate. Ask seriously and don't do the bias stuff with a laugh in your voice because I know what you're trying to do.
All right. Would you still... Being a Wharfie, Matt, and cardigans wouldn't be high on your priority list, but would you remain friends with Marco if he's going to wear cardigans to work?
If he wears a knit to work, there's something wrong with him. As far as I'm concerned, the cardigans is a band, not a clothing option.
Well, I reckon cardigans wouldn't be getting stolen off the boats, would they?
No.
Matt, when you're in the business world, you turn up to one meeting after another, you just don't want to look the same. Now, I've been seeing cardigans on those mannequins of late, and I'm telling you, Matt, it doesn't sound right, but it looks good.
Mate, there's a reason the cardigans are on the mannequins. No one's going to buy cardigans. That's why they're still on the mannequins.
It's not like a hot pink number or something. It's just, you know, your standard. It's going to be grey or navy blue. Just one of this a standard colour with the bottom button undone.
No, it's not happening.
Hang on. It's acceptable for Marco because of his postcode. I've got a mate that wears cardigans, and if he goes out with me, I'll tell him, you're not wearing that with me, mate. Loser.
And Wharfie's coming in, every bloke's with cardigans. What about whitening the teeth, Matt? If any Wharfie's down there with nice fangers?
I bet there are.
You know what? They earn so much money, I bet there's a few that have got a few chompers.
Is it good earn down the Wharfs?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great earn.
Is that the wage or what you're getting at the back?
Oh, it's out the back, you know. You know, a couple of container ships go missing.
Now, man, can I pull you? We hear about what goes on down the wharfs. Now, I'm sure you're not involved, but have you seen any light-fingered stuff happening?
Look, that's a yes. Terminate myself if I did.
That's a yes. Well, no, you're not a part of it. You're not a part of it, but...
Well, he's got 16 TVs in his bedroom. I'll ask. That was the first giveaway.
I'll ask a different way.
He's got 7 mink coats.
I'll ask a different way.
All right.
Is it easy to get away with stealing stuff down at the wharves, in your opinion?
No. Honestly, no. It's very hard to... it's very hard to do, but in saying that, the back of my car, I've got that many cartons of Marlboro Golds. It's not funny.
Just
got
to know the right people. I dare say we won't be seeing you wearing a cardigan down the wharves in the near future.
Never, never. And Marco, come on, mate, you're better than that.
Righto. Thanks, man. Monica from HR.
Oh.
G'day, Mon.
Lads, how are you?
Yeah,
good. What is HR? What is that, just looking after the workplace?
Dispute resolution mostly, people getting in Barneys.
Yeah, how much call is there really for that? There couldn't be that much. It's a workplace.
There's a fair bit of, depends how big your workplace is, Marco, but if you work for a big organisation, it's quite a few different types of personalities that you've got roaming around the corridors or sitting behind their desks at home, working from home.
You sound enthusiastic about it.
Is it mainly women fighting with men, or women fighting with women, or men fighting with men?
Okay. How many personalities have you come across in your time?
Quite a few.
Yeah, there's a lot. It really varies. It also varies on the role type, people with ambition, people without ambition.
Has the old slap and tickle gone out now? You can't give someone a pat on the bum anymore, can you?
But I wouldn't have thought that's appropriate, no.
Is that all right? Yeah. Well, better change the way I go about things.
You need to graduate from the 70s, Ox.
lending money, Monica. I have this thing where I used to lend a lot of money out, and then I had to get the gatekeeper put in place. Monica, if you are married, are you allowing your husband to lend money to friends?
Luckily for me, he doesn't have many friends, but if we look at it from a family point of view, that would be fine. But we would talk about it first, and we also would talk about how much it would be.
Does he have a sneaky account, though, that you don't know about, that he could be lending money out without you knowing?
Categorically, no, and I'm actually against having those sneaky accounts for a number of reasons. I think it encourages people to do things that aren't necessarily family oriented.
Ooh, what are you worried about?
You're talking about kittens?
Yeah, kittens is a big problem.
Is kittens still around, is it? I thought it was just a car wash down in wherever it was.
You've got an open honesty policy, haven't you?
Yeah, we've both got access to all the accounts, and I think you get to that through learning each other as you grow older.
But surely not for everything, Monica. Surely you can just lend a bloke $50. Someone goes, hey, mate, I need 50. He doesn't have to call you for $50, does he? That's a yes.
Yeah, but as I...
oh, she's... I think you're buckled.
No, but there's no buckling going on here. I would hope that he would have friends that wouldn't need him to ask for $50. If they needed to ask for money, I would imagine it would be far more than $50.
Yeah,
she's tough.
Might be thousands.
Yeah, I would say if a friend came to him and needed a substantial amount more, then yes, we would definitely consider it, considering the friendship that we've got with those people, but not for $50, no.
Now, if you're setting your friend up on a blind date, just say you've got a friend and her name's Julie, and Julie wants to go with Marco on a blind date.
Mm.
Would you expect Marco to have to pay for Julie's first date?
You know what? I've got a friend that I do want to send on a blind date, and she's quite a headstrong lady.
Okay.
I would think that she wouldn't want the chap to pay.
50-50? Split it down the middle?
Yeah, it's a good question. I would say that he should pay. And that's so archaic considering what I've been banging on about already. But I would say it would be nice if he offered and then they split it.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. Let's start on a compromise to start with.
Mm.
And if it's going well, he would say, you know what, you can pay for the next one. If she says there won't be a next one, well, then the conversation's over and we go our separate ways and we swipe right again with somebody else.
Righto.
But you know what I would not like?
What?
If he demanded that she pay.
No, that's
out
fair.
Of bounds.
Okay.
See you later.
Yes, no, I get that. Yes. Last one. Marco's thinking about getting his teeth white and he's got a lot of gigs coming up on Channel 9. Do you think him having big white fangers would be a hit on the on Australian TV?
No, it's just a few shades. Just a few shades.
We're talking Tiger Woods shade.
It's $150 worth.
What do you reckon?
funny you say this. Marco, a question for you. I don't know your dental hygiene, but are any of your teeth dead?
No.
He didn't have his first filling until he was 52.
I'm just trying to make them look better.
No. You trust what you've been given. If you've got a dead tooth, then yeah, go get it bleached. But if you trust what you've been given.
Have you not watched TV? No one's using their own material.
That's right.
Everything's not theirs.
Everyone's got chompers.
If you've got a good head of hair, Marco, which you do, I would say it's not your teeth people are going to be looking at. It's going to be those wavy locks that you've got.
Right.
Feathers out the top.
I'm still getting them bleached.
Well, Monica, thanks for joining us. You're a ripper and good luck with HR.
On you, lads.
Hey, Monica said swipe right. That's the bad one, obviously, because she's saying swipe right.
Well, I don't know. I've been with a partner for nearly 20 years, so I've never had to swipe. Is swiping right?
No, that's obviously no, because swipe right and go is what she says. Oh, so swipe left means you're a winner.
And does it matter if it's boy or girl?
Well, I guess it does if you're heterosexual and you're a man.
No, I understand that.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying if a bloke comes up on your screen.
No, it's not swipe right for girls and swipe left for boys. Oh. It's all the same one. If you like them, you just go left.
And what happens? They go into a holding pen or something?
I think actually they do go into some kind of holding pen and then they've got to swipe left when they see your picture in their pen.
And then those two get fed into a joy pen.
The joy pen?
The joining pen.
The joining pen. Oh, yep. Let's call it the joy pen.
The joy pen. Yep.
And then they decide whether they're going in or not. Curious to know, in your heyday when things were going well, you're 25, you're rock solid, you look at $1 million, your head of hair is wavy and good. Would you have bothered with
swapping?
With Tinder?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Imagine how much money would have saved you. How much money I waste on drink cards at the Tunza? I wasted drink cards everywhere.
Trout the Storm and Trout, I just want to know, these days would you consider going on Tinder?
No, not me. No way.
Why?
What about if you were single all of a sudden?
What about if you were single, you didn't have any love in your life, you're swinging easy?
if I can't communicate face to face with someone and pick up a date there or build up a relationship, I don't need electronic advice to help me out.
So is the last time you went and got with a date, was it you're doing the Pride of Erin or how long ago was it?
Pride of Erin.
Broadie High. 1982.
Oh, gee whiz, how things have changed.
Yeah.
Hey, Trout, Marco talking before, he wants to wear cardigans. He thinks that cardigans are going to make a comeback. How important is it or how ridiculous is it that Marco should be thinking that cardigans are on the way in?
Well, you've got to look at the history of Marco. And I would say going from playing golf, wearing checkered vests and all that, cardigans is not as far from his field.
So
I can see that. Mm. Yeah. So he just wants to be the grandfather, lean back in a rocking chair and have a cardigan with a bit of food down his front.
Now, back in 1982, Trout.
Yep.
I'm not sure what you're paying for a drink because what's a beer worth now? A couple of bucks or $5 or whatever.
What?
But I bought.
What are you talking about? The beer's $7 for a pot.
$7. But I bought a bourbon and coke the other night for $14.50.
That's disgrace.
Is that highway robbery?
Out of a can.
Yeah, and it's absolutely overpriced. And this is where everyone's got to be smart. You all go out to these clubs and you pay all these high prices, $10 to $15 for a drink. Go to your RSL or your local sporting club and you pay $5 for a can.
Yes.
$5 for a can.
Get back to your local roots.
The RSL is one of the greatest things going around if you got a local.
You're an ideas man, Trout.
Yeah, I am. Hey, I know a bit about everything.
Yeah. Mm. Sounds like it.
Righto. Thank you, Trout.
No worries, mate.
Just on the RSLs we're talking about. When you pop into your local or whatever it might be, what's your go-to meal?
At RSLs, I'm not a palmy man because you can get palmies at every pub.
Yeah.
But for some reason, RSLs have great rissoles. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You like rissoles?
Yeah, I do, but I'd never pay for a rissole. That's something my grandmother makes.
Yeah, but that's what that's.
No, I'm not paying for
RSL
rissoles,
mate. RSL is about grandmother meals. It's about that. It's about a silver side. Silverside.
No. I like the Lamb Kormas. For some reason, I reckon every pub I go into, their Indian food is superb.
You get that at Ali Baba's down on the...
Yeah, I know that. But don't you think it's just weird that here in this country, if you actually take the Indian food option in between the rissoles and the palmer...
I've never seen a Lamb Korma at an RSL.
What are you talking about?
But at RSLs? Are they there as well? I must be turning a blind eye to them.
Maybe you are.
Yeah.
Maybe you are.
I got a Lamb... What is it, Lamb Korma?
Okay.
I'm going to Lamb Korma it up next time I'm at the
RSL. Come on, we've got to finish the show.
All right.
Now, every week we're going to finish our program with the Wheel of Jokes.
Good.
Okay, we've got different categories. Just at the moment, we've got Dad, Blonde, Little Johnny, Irish and Knock Knock Jokes. Okay. Right. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's spin the wheel. Ooh. How's it going? And it is a...
Knock Knock.
No, it's a Little Johnny.
Oh,
it's a Little Johnny. It's a little okay, Johnny joke. Right.
Do I get a little bit of time to prepare?
Well, you've got to do your best. You should have had them all set to go.
Well, you know, preparation's not my strong point. All right, Little Johnny joke. All right. Okay. All right. I think I've got one. Little Johnny.
Yeah.
He comes home from school, and he knocks on the door because he hasn't got his key,
right.
And he opens up the front door. And he's yelling out to his mum, can't find his mum, so he walks upstairs and hears a bit of moaning and groaning in the bedroom.
Uh-oh.
And there's little Johnny's mum rubbing herself with baby oil.
Oh.
Saying, I need a man, I want a man.
Oh.
So little Johnny just closes the door and goes, oh, I better get out of here, and goes back downstairs. Anyway, the next day, little Johnny, same thing, comes home, got his key this time, puts in the door, hears moaning and groaning again. He gets upstairs and there's little Johnny... His mum,
is it? Yeah,
with a man.
Uh-oh.
And they're making love.
Holy dolly.
Really passionate love.
Right.
Little Johnny's thinking, holy moly. You know, he walks back downstairs, doesn't want to interrupt because little Johnny's mum's single. Anyway, little Johnny's mum the next day. Little Johnny's mum the next day comes home a bit earlier.
Right.
And little Johnny's at home. And she comes in the front door and puts in the key, goes in and hears this commotion in little Johnny's bedroom. She looks in the little Johnny's bedroom. There's little Johnny rubbing himself with oil saying, I need a train set. I want a train set. The little Johnny.
Okay, that is it. First one, run and done.
Well done.
Couple of blokes, couple of beers. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll get those up pretty soon.
We'll have an Instagram account too, I'm sure.
Yeah, we do. And like us if you like us. And if you don't like us...
You get stuffed.
Get nicked. Catch you next time.
Will do.
And there it is. A couple of blokes, couple of beers with Ox and Marco. Don't forget to subscribe and we'd appreciate you taking a sec to rate the podcast as well. Thanks to the members of the Couple of Blokes, Couple of Beers family who gave us a hand today. Monica from HR, Maddie the Wharfie, Max from Melbourne and Trout the Storman. Couple of Blokes, Couple of Beers. Executive producer is Dan Bradley at Kaizen Media. Sound design, Daryl Misson at loudzebra.com.